The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
I'm sitting here talking to Jason Van Gossip, to each and everybody back, and I say, Bradley, we're live.
Hurry up!
Yes, I get it.
Wow.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And welcome to the Sons of Liberty. And, oh, by the way, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there as well. We have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy that is back from the East Coast, which I'm sure he'll give us a mouthful in just a couple minutes here. Folks, we are the Christians that the atheists love to hate. We are the conservatives that the liberals are afraid of. We are the voice the pro-murderers wish to silence. True that. The patriots that the globalists despise. We are the Americans. We are the Sons of Liberty. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty, my friends. If you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. You can also check us out on Facebook, which is Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or you can go to Bradley Dean Double E on Facebook as well. Two different pages, one fan page, one personal, and or you can follow me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean One on my Twitter account. And folks, the phone lines are accessible. Again, I appreciate your participation. This is your radio show. You will be heard in 53 countries. That's including the United States of America and several affiliates across the United States. So if you'd like to give us a call in, weigh in, let everybody hear what you have to say, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Now, folks, just in case you didn't know, just saying, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's head. I'll bet this sounds a lot different now that I'm not on a phone connection, but rather I'm in a studio connection. It's different for me because I got these different headphones on here. I feel like my last night we were driving on the way home and it was supposed to be 2 o'clock, then it got moved to 3 o'clock, then it was 4 o'clock. Pretty soon it's 5 a.m. I'm rolling into town. But it was a great trip. It was awesome. And just this morning when we came back, I'm just thinking of our kids and our posterity, folks, and how you can look at the youth and not energize yourself to get active. I'm not saying that you don't, but I'm just thinking the thought of when your kids came into the office and my kids, they came together, it was like electricity. They just bolted at each other.
Yeah.
Buddies!
Yeah.
And it was
hugs.
Like all these gifts and everything. And I regret to say that I could not find a Liberty Bell, which was my purpose in going to the East
Coast.
Let's
go back to the kids, though. So it's time for the American people to step back and learn from the children.
That's for sure.
Amen.
Because and if you even look at just, you know, we had a chance to meet with, and many of you folks listening right now, were some of these families out on the East Coast in Maryland, down through North Carolina, and even up in Delaware for a short time. There was homeschooling families out there, and just parents and kids, they love their kids. I was speaking to somebody just this morning, and he was talking about all these co-ops that are developing because of the education system and where it's going, which ties into last week's column, I believe, and how many parents are stepping up to the plate and saying, you know what, these are my kids, these aren't anybody
That's
else's,
right.
I'm going to start to educate my own
That's
kids.
Right.
And co-ops are developing. I mean, strong co-ops. It's not just the, and forgive me, I'm not stereotyping, but back in the day, people, when they traditionally thought of homeschooling, it was, you know, people with long hair, they don't wash it, and, you know, the really long skirts and things like that. Hey, there might be some of those, to each their own. But the point is I see them from all walks of life.
Yeah.
And you know what my grandmother sometimes would say, so do your children get to talk with other children? Because she was really concerned about this. In sincerity, she was. Because my kids were going to public school. And then I would say, well, Grandma, let me just have you come over with my kids. And they would just start spouting off things they're learning. And she was just floored, like, wow, this is great. And now she's like the biggest cheerleader of what we're doing.
It shows you they're medium-minded, that they would think in such a fashion in the first place, because homeschoolers are demonized by this administration, and they have been in the past.
That's right.
But the fact of the matter is homeschoolers outdo public school students second. It's not even close. That's why they don't want to compete with them. But they have this mindset that if they're homeschooled, and by the way, that's not our crowd of people.
Yeah.
But when people get that mindset, like, well, you know, do they talk to other children? It's like, well, of course they talk to... Now, just think about that, though. Yeah. Are they to be raised by their children?
Mm-hmm.
Or are they going to be raised by some liberal whack that doesn't even know them, that's getting paid doing a job that doesn't care about your kid at all?
Yep.
See, people don't weigh that out.
And back in, I think, well, you know, in my grandma, I'm thinking the last person that graduated of her family is probably in 79. Education system was much different then. It was very close. You're still reading the Bible. You're still praying.
It was still safe, pretty much.
The principal was still an elder at church. You know, if your kid got in trouble... The principal got together with him. The pastor got together. So that's what my grandmother's used to in that education system. It's not like that anymore. It's just not like that
anymore. The black community still have what you're talking about, though.
Yeah, they
and
do.
I'm talking about the healthy kind.
The pastors
that's
over
right.
here.
Yep. You know, if you got in trouble, the church was coming, too.
That's right.
Amen.
Here comes the reverend, because the fear of God's going to be there, not just the fear of man. We need to behave ourselves according to God and God's standard. Anthony Scott Brown just Facebooked this and said, I love what you do. Keep up the great work. And, you know, going back to this generation again, when Christ puts that in your heart, you read the beginning, the preamble of the Constitution. It says, in order to secure, and it talks about the blessings of liberty, justice, ensure domestic tranquility, etc., to ourselves, and the next line was, and to our posterity. They were always having that in mind. God always had that in mind with his children, too, when he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem mankind. We are his sons and his daughters. We are no longer strangers because of that redemptive blood.
And so we weren't just dropped off by a bunch of storks?
That's right.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure.
I never got that one either, the stork thing. I wonder what the relevance
is. Well, it just removes God once again, doesn't
it? That's true.
Yeah.
It does. It takes it away from the Creator. You know, and you also put out a column here, and I know this is our Saturday crowd. Again, you can tune into the Sons of Liberty Monday through Friday.
Jake, I've given no accolades, no self-accolade whatsoever this week, because it's not my place to do that.
We got to get reading those. And also, too, on Facebook, you can find this. We're getting a lot more friends. I think a couple more thousand friends over the past week, again, on Sons of Liberty.
Mm-hmm.
Bradley Dean Facebook page, the fan
we're
page.
We're racing right now.
Can go. That's right.
Yes.
It's a neck to neck. But I will say that most folks that go to Bradley Dean are a little bit more, what do you say, interactive
but
on the
good
commenting.
But I'm starting fights,
too. Yeah, and you do a very, very good job on that.
Thank
so
you.
If you find that you want to talk to Bradley Dean, I say this to folks, too, because they'll call the office and things like that, and we're extremely busy, we're traveling, et cetera. The best way to do that is just go onto Facebook and start engaging there, because Bradley's on there on a daily basis. So you can meet him, talk to him, go through there, or you can call the radio show,
I get about 150 reactions per day on my personal Facebook.
Yeah, that's tremendous.
Well, that's just staying busy.
And we got and as it increases, folks, this is another thing people think, oh, it's a waste of time playing around the computer. And I get what you're saying, but it has become ministry now to social media. It's huge.
It
is. It's a huge ministry. The last text art that we put out is America's Crisis, Danger, or Opportunity. During the week, you covered the column, but it says this. So, America, how are you going to respond to this administration? Are you going to look at the crisis we are facing as danger or an opportunity to take your country back? Because there's two characters in the word crisis, two Chinese characters. In other words, two letters. One means danger.
They're
one
two
means
broad
opportunity.
Strokes. Yeah.
That's right. And they come together.
Yep.
So that's our choice. And Kennedy was the one who brought that out. He was a very good orator. And he brought out that point back in the 60s. We can look at it as two different ways. And I think in America right now, I said this to the last church that we're at, when they come after you, they flush themselves out. They come out in the open and say, hey, here we are. We're the anti-God, anti-Christian, anti-American people. Okay, now we can deal with them.
That's right. Let's continue this thing when we get back. Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866- 866- 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Hey folks, what do you think of this? Matter of fact, I got to ask a question. Who said this? As a matter of fact, Jake, speaking of the lion, just hang on 1 second. I'm just kind of waiting for something to click over really quick. And once I pull it up, which I'm pulling it up right now, hang on. I'll tell you what, sometimes the internet just smokes, sometimes it
I know. I've
rolls.
Noticed that too. It'll just drop.
Didn't you hear about the snail that got to the ark?
Yeah. What,
through perseverance?
Right. Through perseverance, the snail even reached.
That's exactly right. The truth is like a lion. You don't have to defend it. Let it loose and it will defend itself. St. Augustine.
Glory!
Great quote.
You know, I just watched a documentary on Augustine. I've heard him quoted a lot. He's one of our early church fathers. He actually was the mouthpiece for, was it Justina? One of the Roman Caesars, and they asked him to attack the bishop. And I can't recall the bishop's name.
I think I know the story.
But they asked him to attack him
and
speak against him. Well, that was what he was hired to do. But Augustine was a real upright, truth-oriented guy, even though he worshipped Rome. And he didn't believe in Christianity. His mother was a Christian, and she was a praying mother. So keep praying, mothers. And then all of a sudden, it gets to the point where he goes to this bishop because they need to shut down the service because Christianity was starting to grow in Rome. And he starts listening to what this guy is saying. And he sees this guy is pure. There is no guile in him.
Mm-hmm.
So he couldn't outright attack him. So
not a Christian?
No, the bishop was a Christian. Augustine wasn't.
Oh.
Augustine was assigned in the beginning to go after him. Bishop Ambrose. Thank you. It was Justina. Thank you. And so Bishop Ambrose was preaching, and he did what the gospel says. You feed the poor, the hungry, because Rome was kind of dilapidated at this point. Their economy was crashing, so he was taking in all these people and preaching the gospel. And he used all of his own money, so he used to be a rich man. So Augustine goes and watches him day after day after day, and he can't find any dirt on this guy. So he's trying to figure out, okay, how do I take his goodness and twist it? Because that was his job.
That's right.
And he believed that Rome really was good, and he believed Christianity was just... It was wrong, and they only worshiped one God for a variety of reasons. So as they continued to do this, then the people who hired Augustine said, okay, well, if you can't find anything, then you're going to have to lie. And Augustine looked at him and said, what do you mean lie? I can't lie, because he had that much truth in him. His mother raised him a Christian, obviously. And then all of a sudden, he becomes converted at that point. And then Augustine goes from standing 100% for Rome to standing for Christianity and then incorporating that into the Roman culture. It was really fascinating, the story and the testimony that Augustine had. But to his statement, he knew that. Truth doesn't need to be defended. You just have to put it on the pedestal, and it'll defend itself.
Yeah.
It's like a roaring lion.
Totally.
And that's what Christ does. Christ dominates in the way that he dominated. And speaking of dominating, we got a letter from David, an email, actually. And we do columns on News with Views, so many of you might read them. I think they're on Tuesday evenings, Wednesday mornings, the News with Views. But it's a great site, great folks, great thinkers. They're thinking beyond the status quo
that's
being given
very
to
much.
Them.
Well, the founder is foreign, and that guy knows his stuff.
He's been on the show here before, too.
He's trying to figure out why the American people are rolling over in the face of what's going on through this administration.
Paul Walter, he said, I came from a communist country, but the communist infiltration that I see now in this, country is actually worse.
Yep.
I mean, that's shocking, folks.
Yeah, the homosexuality and stuff, said, that's just unacceptable.
It is. Regarding your article in News with Views about emulating our forefathers, which was a column that was done this past week on Tuesday, I agree. And folks, these columns, we post them on Facebook all the time. You can either go to Bradley's or Sons of Liberty. The most basic principles this nation was founded upon have been thoroughly ignored, rejected, mocked, and deemed subversive. But notice, like truth, they can't go away. They're still right. So they get attacked. But that doesn't matter. But by the Obama administration.
No, that's why they are attacked, because they are right.
It's the only way they can do it.
He's alive forevermore.
And this was going back to that Augustine story. He got converted because he attempted to attack but knew that he couldn't. I speak of principles that said, no man is above the law, and all men are equal before the law. And that is the truth. The government is limited and well-defined, not to mention all the original Ten Amendments enumerated in the Bill of Rights. We suffer a socialist imperial tyranny disrespecting and violating us and Jesus Christ's ministry at every turn. The U.S. Constitution is treated like silly putty. I've never heard that before. In the district of, he said it was the district of criminals. He said, for truth, justice, and liberty, in love, David McElroy, thank you very much for your column. So thank you, David, and thank you for all those that read this. And put these out, too, because this is great. This is what I always like to say. I have a personal Facebook. I barely ever use it. But what I'll do is I'll post your text arts there, which this recent one here was about America's crisis, danger, or opportunity. It's a great column. It's got videos on it, et cetera. So when you post that on there, then you get all your friends, your relatives, your neighbors, and you may not post a lot, you may post a lot, but put those text art on there, because what it does is it kind of whets the appetite. And then they'll click on it, and they'll read through the whole column, they'll watch the videos, and let that be the persuasion. Let the truth in those articles be. You don't have to say anything. And then just be there to kind of catch up afterwards and answer questions. Which is what just happened, actually, in North Carolina. We went and we did a constitutional seminar, if you will, or speaking at a church service on a Wednesday night. And so the pastor there really said, man, brother, I really want my folks to learn the Constitution a little bit more. I just love how that, I get in that mode when I start talking about them. And the way they say dude, it's dude, not dude.
Yeah.
But so he said that. So afterwards, we presented a whole bunch of stuff there. The one of the deacons, I believe, or something like that, got up to give the offering. This is an awesome thing. And he prayed, Lord, forgive us for not knowing our Constitution enough. I'm convicted tonight, and I pray you help us learn it more. Man, amen.
Yeah.
Because that's the Black Regiment. It was right there. It was in the churches. And when I shared that with the churches, they're like, really? Yeah, that's what I thought,
too.
Well,
the meek will inherit the earth. And for someone to say something like that, it shows you that they're reaching for the right answers.
Amen.
Amen, yeah.
And so the doors were open there. But, of course, then people come in with questions. Are you sure about that? Are you sure about this, Pastor? And then they can be there to give the answers, folks. So let the truth go out there and spark the conversation. But be there as a Christian to be able to answer and defend the faith, like the Bible says, and give a word instant in season and out of season. Be ready to answer for your faith.
The last article that we just did on WND, and it's out there on 37 different outlets right now. The text art on the picture was, so America, how are you going to respond to this administration? Are you going to look at the crisis we are facing as danger or as an opportunity to take back your country? And when you look over, there's probably about 1,750 shares, 2,000 and some likes just on one outlet here, okay? But what's interesting is when you begin to look at the comments, it encourages people that they're saying we need to take it back. I mean, there's 95 comments, friends, on this last article. And I'm not going to read the big long ones, but I'm just going to show you how they're responding. Some are saying, I wish I didn't watch the video.
Yeah.
By the way, on the video on the last column, people that watched the video of the beheadings concerning the Muslims and that massacre when the 500 Muslims killed, 300 Muslims killed, some say five, some say three, killed those innocent Russians. What was it, 13 or 15 of them? Different accounts again. Yeah. But people, when they watched the video, some of them had to go to the hospital. because of heart tremors. That's how disturbing the video was. That's why I had to put it out there. But the response, folks, besides some of the, you know, the responses that I wish I went to watch. Here, Lord, I wish I hadn't seen that video. I hate these Muslims. They are animals. Okay, this is a response. It was no mistake that they did that in the House of Reps. Okay, then they start getting talking about their own things. But just the fact that people are talking about take it back.
Yeah, this one says,
comment, another one, take it back. Grounds to impeach, but nobody's impeaching. Folks, you are the impeachers. Okay, so get peachy. Go ahead.
Stay peachy. This one says, if we don't take it back, they're going to take it over. I'm looking at this guy, and he's not like a sprung chicken. This is, you know what? I said thank you the other day, because this reminds me of this guy right here. He's saying, we need to take it back, or they'll take it over. He was a Vietnam veteran. I seen him in the mountains of Kentucky. Went over and shook his hand. And he was just a skinny guy. You could tell his health wasn't super good. He says to me, he said, I wish I could do it again. I'd be out there on the front lines right now today.
That's right. And it's the same thing Bill Garnier said from the Band of Brothers after September 11th. Yeah, without a leg. He lost a leg in battle, friends. And he said, well, should I get my gun?
Mm-hmm.
What was his first response? To stand up and defend his country again. Sure. Wow. Shame on
Price
those that paid. Sit back.
Christ paid.
Totally, in every sense of the word. But anyways, friends, if you'd like to see the last article, it is posted on Bradley Dean. Jake, you got it up on Facebook with Sons of Liberty Radio right now.
That's right. Evelyn
Tons
said,
of responses. Get caught up in the battle, folks. Contend.
Evelyn said, a true patriot. I would be willing to bet that most of the children in this country have never heard of them. And the reason I bring that comment up is because that is exactly our mission, folks. And for those of you that don't know, you can support that mission as well. But this mission of reaching the next generation to show them who the true heroes are, it is essential and imperative, or we will lose all.
Yeah.
Because this generation, she's right.
But, Jake, it's getting to the point where there's no more, your back's up against the wall.
No way.
There's no more room to say, well, we've been warm for so many years. No, mm-hmm. No, no. You're really to the position now, friends, where you don't have the time. We don't have the time. We don't, and you don't have the time to continuously warn you about what you're losing, friends, because you're losing your freedoms on a daily basis right in the face of the American people. This is happening in the light of day. It's not happening in some dark corner. Mm-hmm. It's not happening that way. It's happening right in front of our face, folks, and we don't have time to respond next year or the year after or the year after. We have the power to impeach, speaking of impeachment, and we need to impeach. We need to stand up, because if we don't, our republic's going to be destroyed.
That's right, and we've got to identify who our enemies are. Foreign and domestic. I mean, when I'm reading Leviticus, this is biblically speaking to the video that you just showed about these Muslims. Now, again, making the statement that not every Muslim is like this, of course not, but
right.
This is radical Islam that
I
is
think
used
like
by governmental
20% are radical.
Force.
Yeah.
I will also do this unto you. I will even appoint over you terror. God said that. Folks, our defense is in Him.
Yeah.
300 Muslims can't take over the world, but I'll tell you what, if you're under the curse of God, you will eat that.
And here's the encouraging word, a part of the word of judgment in Leviticus 26 that you just highlighted. You'll flee when none pursue it. So friends, we haven't been given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and of a sound mind. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
It's hurricane and wildfire season again. Why do thousands of people sit in these reoccurring problem areas year after year, betting their lives that the disaster won't get them? Hundreds of you help eFoods Direct ship 50,000 donated meals to the Oklahoma victims. The problem is we can't help everybody. If every one of us who can will take care of ourselves, we can all pitch in to take care of those who really can't. The new just-in-case pack from eFoods Direct is the big brother to the 7-day emergency pack designed for Oklahoma disaster donations. It contains a 2-month supply for one person, or a 1-month supply for two adults, or a 2-week supply for a family of four. The $320 price is $50 less than retail. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Order two or more, get 10% off. Free shipping applies. Call 800-409-5633 on the web eFoodsDirect.com/Alex.
There are those curious about bitcoins and those using and making money with bitcoins. What are bitcoins? A bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop 6 hits. But what about the 7th? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
Can you pluck a chicken in about 90 seconds? You can with Power Plucker. Plucking by hand is a chore, but the Power Plucker makes it fast and easy. Simply chuck Power Plucker into your power drill and watch those feathers fly off. Save time and money with our complete home processing kits, too. For free USA shipping and 10% discount, go to PowerPlucker.com and enter promo code RADIO. PowerPlucker.com, the only drill-powered poultry plucker.
Chicks in the box.
Yeah.
And then he said, I could send them home with you if you want. And all the kids like, oh, yeah, Daddy, please, please, please. He was being funny with me.
So he got a whole box of chickens in the back of the van.
He's going to send
from the East Coast.
He's going to send the boys a statue. And he said,
did he give him a ride on the woods?
The golf cart was broke.
See, that golf cart business is a lot of fun.
But my car was still sitting right out there in the driveway. If you guys remember
that.
We could
have just rolled down your windows.
That's true.
And just gave him a ride around the woods.
I could have.
That's probably what I'd have done.
That wouldn't have been as fun, though. You remember that car?
I like the wind going through your hair.
What is it called? A GTO? That's right. I got some hair. It was still there.
Yeah. What do you think? Someone's going to rip it off?
I don't know. It was just nice to see it again. I had somebody say to me, oh, you know what? Tim said to me, Tim Brown, because we got to meet Tim Brown.
Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost.
Hey,
yes.
Tim.
Yes.
It was awesome. Got to hang out with his lovely family for a couple hours. We were in Captain D's and we dominated
the tartar sauce fish.
I shouldn't have brought it up. I'm sorry.
You did. No, I'm okay. I'm done now. It's eating time tonight.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
Okay, so
and
Tim
don't
Brown.
Don't hate me because I'm beautiful.
No way.
2:30.
Folks, if you saw Bradley actually on the show, Focus Today with Perry Atkinson. Might have heard on Lou in the Morning. You're on Lou Vickery, Stan Monteith, Take with Charles Butler, Kim Wade.
Dude,
over the week.
I cannot call Stan and tell him thank you without him saying, Bradley, can we get you on
can
the radio
again?
I'm on next week again, dude. It's like, Stan, I'm not calling you for that. But because there's so much to talk, he's great.
He is really
everybody,
good.
You guys all know who Stan Monteith is, right?
Monteith, yep.
He's awesome, dude.
He's been covering the beat for a long time. He's one of those.
He said he's almost done. He said he's bringing it to the end now. I don't know what that means, a year, 5 years, or whatever the case. But he's a schooled individual.
He's on it for multiple hours per day.
Yeah.
Well,
all over. Yeah. Anyways.
You know, I got off track, but I wanted
you're
to bring
supposed
up
to be bragging about me, not me about other people.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
How did that happen?
It's good once in a while. I like it. I do.
It's good partnership.
Yes, it is.
We need a lot of people out there. And we're going to have a lot more people out there, too, folks. Stay tuned. On the 27th and 28th, Bradley will be speaking at a TNG conference. which is called Truth for a New Generation, because that new generation isn't talking, acting like the former generation.
Yes,
they know they need to get something done.
And I took a look at it, and you're right. It's kind of cool that they're involving us in the equation.
That's right.
To their credit, that's really a cool thing.
That's what Alex said.
We just got to change the picture, though.
Brother, we'll get that update on the website. Also, a chance to win a drum set, too. So those of you that are drummers, I know there's actually probably folks listening right now that saw Bradley in the last contest where we gave away a drum set and Modern Drummer in 2008, I believe it was.
Yeah. Well, they did two of them, remember?
2013, yep, two months.
Yeah.
So we're doing it again. Now you can win that. You can go to the conference. You can win that.
Lots of stuff going on, guys.
There is.
Just tons of stuff going on in the ministry all the time. Sons of Liberty, folks, we are there. It's almost like a little here, a little there. We're all over the place.
That's for sure.
Yes.
You know what?
And it's a good place to be because you're being spent, but it's like I'm burnt right now.
Today,
I was up at 7 o'clock in the morning. You know what the Lord's Day is for me? A day to preach.
Yeah.
You know what the 6 days is? 6 days prior to the Lord's Day is, Jake, for me?
Day to preach.
Exactly.
6 days a week. 6 days a week. Dude.
You know what? I cannot stand before the Lord and the Lord say to me, Bradley, you didn't spend yourself. It's like, Lord, I'm spending myself the best way I know how to spend myself. And what's interesting is I got more strength to do more.
Amen.
That's what's scary about it. You know when he says enter in to the joy of the Lord when he gives the guy that has one talent and then
he's working 10 talents. The guy,
yep.
The guy who has
two,
five,
ten, yep.
He's working the hardest. Yeah. I heard a pastor say that. He said, you know who I always go to and I feel bad doing it? But the people that are the most busy in the church because I know they're going to get the job done for me.
That's right.
That's why they're busy.
Of course.
And you always find that.
Well, and when they're faithful with little, they'll be faithful with much. But if they're not faithful, well, let's put it this way. If they're not faithful with what's another man, how is God going to give you true riches?
That's right.
Yeah.
It reminds me of Picante when he's sitting out. Why is it that every time...
To explain who Picante is, he's one of the guys from 101st Airborne.
That's right. The Band of Brothers, if you watch the
brushing
series.
His teeth all the time.
That's right. Yep. And the Germans will be able to see you from a mile away. This particular series is called The Band of Brothers. Now, I advise, and this is great, it's called A TV Guardian. Get it, because it edits out all the swearing. We know some of these Band of Brothers personally. And they said to us, listen, we did not talk like that in war. So Hollywood always throws their garbage in there.
They did. And shame on Tom Hanks and Steven Spielberg for allowing that. Why they'd have to throw that in there, their muck. Oh, it was unnecessary. As a matter of fact... The guy from
Herb Surth.
Yes, Herb Surth is the guy that said, we did not talk that way.
Right. Yeah. How would you? Especially with the disrespect and using the Lord's name in vain. But what Picante said is he turned to his partner and he said, why is it that every time there's heat in the battle, we're either on the outside exposed, we're on the front being the first to come in, or we're on the back where we're unprotected?
Totally.
They always call on the 101st.
Ministry, isn't it?
Amen.
It really is. We got Chris calling from Florida.
It is.
Hey, Chris, how are you? Welcome to the Sons of Liberty.
Hey, I'm doing great. Bless. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're doing great, but it sounds like you need a little...
need some sweet tea, brother.
Did you not get your coffee this morning, Chris?
Sip a little tea.
Yeah, I've got a little bit of a cold, a little stuffed nose.
In Florida? How do you get colds in Florida, dude?
All right. To be honest with you, we found a baby squirrel the other day, and someone left the door cracked, so I got through pouting. I'm a grown man. I'm not afraid to say that, you know. I cry whenever... God's creatures passes away.
Is the squirrel, is he deceased now?
The squirrel died?
Is that what you're telling us, Chris?
Yep.
Okay. All right. So he's in squirrel heaven?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to get Facebook.
He's better off there anyway.
That's not in the Bible.
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. The Bible does say that we're to be kind to our beasts.
That's right.
So that's awesome, Chris.
That makes sense.
Anyways, your question or comment?
And he gave us dominion over him, too.
Right? Amen.
And look after him. I want to welcome Jake back from the East Coast in North South Carolina.
And Delaware.
South North Carolina.
I heard you are on Boardwalk, the Boardwalk as well. Is that in Baltimore?
Ocean City Boardwalk.
That's outside of Baltimore, right?
Yeah, it's a couple hours from Baltimore.
They're famous for something. The Boardwalk, is that what they're famous for?
Yeah, Ocean City. It's literally like its own island.
Okay.
And you got to take a bridge to get from Delaware, which we did one time, and then from Maryland to get on the other time. And Chris, I don't want to take
this. No, I do
want
to say this, though. I think it's important for everybody to hear he got back. Everybody got presents except me.
I know, exactly.
Everybody got presents. And I didn't even think about it until he brought it up.
Brad says, give me a Liberty Bell. And this is crazy. So I go to Philadelphia. You know where the Liberty Bell is?
You got me a Liberty
Bell. And there's no
I know.
Liberty Bells there.
He ordered me a Liberty Bell, so Steph. I know he did.
I did. I told you that. And we're waiting for it. So I go to where the Liberty Bell is, and there's no Liberty Bells.
Strange.
And, yeah, very strange.
It's like going to the Statue of Liberty, and it's like, hey, did you know that? But by the way, Chris, hey, you're a part of this conversation. Yeah, Chris, right? This is live radio. When we were in New York, did you see the port where the Titanic was actually supposed to?
No.
Yeah, it was supposed to come into. It's like, why don't you guys put a building there and sell a bunch of models of the Titanic? It's still there.
I know. That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Yeah, what is it, White Star? I think that's what it's called, White Star. I'm guessing, friends, but I think it is White Star. Just a, yeah, White Star Line. There you go. Okay, so anyways, in saying that, I didn't see anything there neither, but when you go into those little stores of those, you know, those Muhammad dudes working there and stuff?
Yeah.
It's like, you guys.
Slurpee?
Yes, do you guys. Well, I don't know that they can do that anymore because of the mayor out there.
That guy,
right, Chris?
Don't you remember the judge, the court of New York said, this is baloney.
Oh, it's totally baloney. The guy
so
shouldn't even be there. Yeah.
So now they can have big Slurpees.
Speaking of impeachment, go ahead, Chris.
Yeah.
Come on, say something.
Yeah. Hurry up.
The main reason why I called in, I was wanting to let you guys know if you've heard about the overpass.org.
Yes. Isn't that awesome?
Yeah, it's really cool. That's actually what me and my fiance were out doing today. You know, going around and, you know, we just want to let people out there know that it's, you know, overpasses for impeachment Obama, you know, just go to their website.
And that's plug-in for those overpasses, the state-run media is just doing their best to try to ignore them.
No, there's nobody out there.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, but the Trayvon Martin protests, I mean.
Yeah, that's
they're
huge.
Everywhere.
I think 15 people showed up. Yeah, yeah.
I know, right? And, yeah, so.
You're in that county, Chris.
Yeah, I'm right here in Sanford. I could ride my bike, you know, to the courthouse where they had a hearing.
He's appeared a couple times since the hearing, and he's done some pretty cool things, random acts of kindness for different people.
Who's this?
He
saved a family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Where he got that family out, that was right off the exit right by my house.
Okay,
talk about
cool.
God vindicating.
Oh, my
justifying.
Gosh. Majorly.
Chris,
majorly.
You mentioned something earlier. Now
he's suing MSNBC. Good for Zimmerman.
Go for it.
Man, that sounds familiar.
I heard another guy doing that.
Same here.
He said, Deanley Brad.
Would you say
Dean.
Something, Chris? Gee whiz.
Hey, but I want to bring up, Chris just said that he had a fiance that he was out there on the. Now, Chris, you came and saw us when we were in Florida. You came to the University, the Florida, FAU?
Yeah, yeah.
Florida.
A university in Florida.
What was
that's
the
good.
Big campus, the Seminoles?
The Muslim campus. That's still American right now, but it's the Muslims that are funding it.
Is that what it was? I don't even. He came to UCF.
Yes.
Thank
yes.
you, Steph. That was perfect. Chris, why didn't you tell me? I mean, come on. You came and saw us there.
He's from Florida, too.
Did you not hear me?
Yes. Oh, I'm sorry. So you did say it. I was talking to you.
I think maybe we need to let him say something.
Well, he came He came with a gal there.
If he gets married and we're invited, we're there, Chris.
Because you weren't engaged. That's my point I'm trying to make.
But I'm not coming unless I have first class.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you see how that worked, Chris?
We'll make sure. I might have Ruth Chris cater to you.
Oh,
Chris
my
catered?
Goodness.
Wow, buddy. You're not going to have any money left for the wedding, though.
Okay. All right. Chris, we were talking about impeachment, right? Did you know that Machiavelli, the Republic of Machiavelli, was destroyed for impeachment? Jake, impeachment.
Impeachment is basically where, well, a lot of people think. Chris, I do want to say this because I didn't get to finish my point, and then I'm going to go to impeachment, I promise. You are engaged now. Congratulations. Last time we saw you, you were not yet a way to go, brother.
And his fiance didn't want to come out and see it because I knew she probably thought, I'm not going to like it. And then when she came, she was the first one to stand up and say, this was awesome.
Is that true, Chris? She didn't want to come?
Oh, yeah. She was hesitant. Yeah.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah, I've seen the whole thing unfold. Yeah. Miraculous.
Honestly, I introduced her to another show host on your network. So she, thought that you guys would be more along those lines. But, yeah, it was refreshing for, you know, that you could keep your, without blowing your blood pressure.
Guess what, guys? Yeah. We got to take a break here. So
Chris, ready to go.
Yeah, thanks a lot, man. Next time you got to say what you got to unload as quick as possible.
Impeachments and get out on those overpasses today, folks.
Thank you for your call, Chris. Stay in touch, okay, brother, from another mother.
Congratulations.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. If you'd like to call in, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, when we come back, I want to talk a little bit about, Little House on the Prairie.
Nice. Hey everyone, this is Jake, the other guy, with the Sons of Liberty. And we are sponsoring a 12-week constitutional course beginning Thursday, August 22nd, 2013. The location will be the Sons of Liberty headquarters in Minnesota and available by webinar. The cost is $150 per person and $30 each additional family member, and the value is priceless. Contact us at 866-233-0747 or go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, click on the constitutional course.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've witnessed that a lot of illness can be linked to toxins and deficiencies combined. Improving your liver function and restoring your cells' ability to detoxify is essential to achieving radiant health. Listen to the real-world results of Doug and his wife after taking One World Way.
My name is Doug Didero. For years, I had an ongoing rash with itching around my eyes. This was due to metal dust particles landing on my face in the workplace. After being on One World Way for 2 weeks, I began to have a severe rash and itching sensation around my eyes. This rash and itching lasted for 5 weeks and is now 100% gone. Additionally, without extra exercise, I've also increased my muscle size, and my wife has lost weight and gained a more attractive figure.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Before another autumn arrives, celebrate the closing days of summer with the first annual Blue Green Organic Summer Fest. Friday, September 20th through Sunday, the 22nd on beautiful Madeline Island, Wisconsin. It's 3 days of family-friendly fun and admission is totally free. There's arts and crafts vendors, a farmer's market, and activities for the kids. Plus, great live music with 9 bands, both regional and local, including headliners The Suburbs and Allison Scott. It's hosted by Blue Green, serving great organic food on Bell Street, on the restaurant and event center grounds. Sponsorship and vendor booths are still available. Call 952-556-8707. The Blue Green Organic Summer Fest, September 20th through 22nd. Madeline Island's never seen anything like it, and it's free. Like us on Facebook and visit BlueGreenOrganicSummerFest.com. Sponsored by South Shore Brewery, Fresh Key, Fry Wines, Friesel, Legendary Waters, The Storm 99.7, and 90 for Life Longevity.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, 1-877-807-9977. Check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you're on Facebook, folks, we're always busy. And that would be Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Now, what's interesting, folks, I shared over the last week, we were talking about keys to good government, but aside of that, I was watching, because I kind of was a little transparent with everybody, and I kind of shared everybody with everybody my daily routine. And at nighttime, usually what I'll do is I'll spend an hour watching Little House, if I can make it that long, with my kids, Little House on the Prairie. Don't act like, friends, you don't watch Little House on the Prairie.
You know.
You know, either... You could say you're one of those people that just don't like Little House on the Prairie. I just got a hard
I've never met one.
I haven't either.
I've never met
no,
one.
No, but you know what? When you're in high school, kids said, oh, we don't watch Little House on the Prairie. Dude, you know they are at home watching Little House on the Prairie, crying like a fat baby with a wet diaper.
Oh, the music. The music for Little House would be perfect.
Well, okay, now we have to do that because we got a 9-year-old back there and a 10-year-old right now. But we're learning here. But in saying that, I noticed during the last segment of Little House on the Prairie that they were singing a song called Onward Christian Soldier. And, I mean, they were literally crying. I mean, if you think about the kids that were raised up in Little House on the Prairie and the actors that were raised up, I mean, it was a 9-year series. So it was probably pretty hard for them when NBC came along and said no more. But what was interesting about it is when they were singing Onward Christian Soldiers towards the very end of the segment, of the last segments of Little House on the Prairie, I noticed the lyrics. This is the lyrics from Onward Christian Soldiers, Little House on the Prairie. I want you to listen to this carefully.
onward Christian soldiers marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the Royal Master leads against the foe, forward into battle, see his banners go. Onward Christian soldiers marching as to war with the cross of Jesus going on before. At the sign of triumphs, Satan's host doth flee, and then Christian soldiers unto victory. Hell's foundations quiver at the shout of praise. Brothers, lift your voices, loud your anthems raise. This is on Little House on the Prairie.
Yeah.
Like a mighty army moves the church of God, brothers, we are treading where the saints have trod. We are not divided, all one body we, one in hope and doctrine, one in charity. Amen. Crowns and thrones may perish, kingdoms rise and wane, but the church of Jesus constant will remain. Gates of hell cannot against the church prevail. We have Christ's own promise, and that cannot fail. Onward then, you people, join our happy throng. Blend with ours your voices in the triumph song. Glory loud, and honor unto Christ the King. This through countless ages men and angels sing.
Woo!
Dude!
That's a
this
song.
This was on Little House on the Prairie. And by the way, I had to go to Simi Valley, and I did go to Simi Valley. As a matter of fact, I posted a picture of me on the set with Little House on the Prairie. So if you want to check that out as well, Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio. This is the way
Facebook.
You can secretly like us. Yeah, secretly like it,
friend.
Matter
of fact,
love it.
This was in, that was a year ago.
Yeah, I'm going to repost it right now.
California, Sunday, August 19, 2012. We went out there, and where Bradley is standing, if you go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, where Bradley is standing is the typical scene where Pa comes with the tractor around that big old, I think it's an oak tree or something,
and comes down. Yep.
There's no house there, but you can totally see the layout. There's a side hill, and that's where the barn would have sat.
And that's where the girls, by the way, right in front of it, that's where the little girls are running down where Carrie fell down.
Yeah.
Boy, this is
right.
Pathetic, isn't it?
And you,
bunch of grown men talking about Little House on the Prairie.
I could sing the song right now. I mean, I'm humming it in my mind right now. But I'll tell you what, where it was there.
Well, we could have Stephanie sing it, too.
Well, I'm thinking of the Little House on the Prairie,
fact,
you know.
Oh, yeah, right. Yes. Matter of fact, here, I'm getting excited to get home and watch one. The boys are smiling right now, friends.
Do you know how much of a plug this is? People at home right now are like, Little House on the Prairie tonight, Saturday night.
Mr. Horowitz owes us a little money here, doesn't
he? Yes, he does.
This is free airtime. Hey, Stephanie, you want to sing Onward Christian Soldiers? Because that was the one you wanted to sing yesterday.
Sure, I can sing the first stanza from memory.
Okay, is your voice, like, hashed?
Well, yes, but
well,
I
know what
I like what you said yesterday.
We just exercise.
That's right. Exercise a gift.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the Royal Master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go. Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before.
Okay, hang on a second. Now, what I want you to do really quick is I want to get over some of the smoky Norful stuff. Can you just kind of give us a little Jesus of what you did in high schools? She's done this 342 times.
The school started joining in with her.
Yes, that's right.
Was that in Florida somewhere?
Oh, dude, and it was great. That's right. Let's do that one, honey. Let's try that one really quick. This is the song that Steph would sing right after we would get done playing the music. We'd blast everybody's eardrums, right? And then all of a sudden, Steph would come up, and I'd share the song with the kids, the students, the teachers, and they loved it. So tell us what you think.
Every time.
Go for it, Steph. Hey, by the way, this will be a great reason for me to get someone to call in.
Okay.
It will, because they'll call and say thank you to you.
All right.
All right, like they did yesterday.
They sure did.
They're using my girl. They're using my girlfriends.
All right. When trouble surrounded me, oh, I didn't have to despair. No, Lord then told me that he'd always be there. Seemed like all my problems, they had just begun. But I didn't have to worry no more, 'cause it was already won. Oh, Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Oh, how I love, love, love calling your name. Oh, Jesus, my sweet Jesus. Every day, your name is the same.
Okay, now one more. Now, this was Vernon John. Vernon John was a prophet that preceded MLK during what, as you know it, is the civil rights. When Vernon John, he was the guy that would stand up to all the authority that was misrepresenting their authority, and he stood his ground as the church because he knew the gates of hell will not prevail against the church. But in the process, what happened is Vernon John was arrested by the police, and you're free to go.
That's all you
can
do.
When the cops came in, his daughter stood up and sang this song, Steph Moses.
When Israel was in Egypt's land, let my people go. Oppressed so hard they could not stand, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell, oh, Pharaoh, let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell, oh, Pharaoh, let my people go.
Oh, you know what I hear?
I hear saying, I say, Obama, you better let my people go.
You hear Sissy Houston in the background?
The Lord spoke. Moses has said, let my people go.
No, this is Coach Hill. Come on, Coach Hill. Come on, one more. Hey, folks, we got to get serious next hour, but we've been just dumping on you for a, over the last couple weeks. Jake's been out on the East Coast. We've been giving you all that information and such. We're still staying on a serious note, but, folks, we're just letting it all hang out right now.
You know what, though, and I don't want to take from that, because that song, Steph, is probably my favorite song that you sing. I love that song. You sang it once at a tent thing with Rick Moe down in, up in Minnesota somewhere.
Walker.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
It was just awesome.
Yeah.
But Coach Hill, I mean, there's all sorts of different voices. And Coach Hill, he had a good voice, too. He would sing,
thus spake the Lord, O Moses said, let my people go.
Come on, brother.
If not, I'll smite your firstborn dead. Let my people go. Go down, Moses, way down in Egypt land. Tell, O Pharaoh, let my people go.
Folks, this is hour one of Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Hang on for us, folks, because we got another hour. We're coming up. We're going to get serious. We're going to get down to some serious business.
Serious.
Be right back.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.